Ladies and gentlemen, this is the big moment we've all been waiting for.
Time for Butane to step up to the plate.
Hey! So keep your decoder handy.
Wait a minute, I'm recording.
Message complete. Standing by.
Here he is.
See you later.
I'd rather have Jesus than
three sausages.
On the Border Mexican Grill and Cantina presents
people running around nude.
Woo! Yeah!
Okay, wait. If you guys are really us, what number are we thinking of?
69, dudes!
Radio cut your power satellite! All the team, you're living in the room, catching it below the right! This is Radio cut your power satellite! This is Radio cut! Everybody hold on tight! Ring a ding a ding a ding a ding ding! Go back to Albany now!
Tim, and this is Radio Clash, and that was Team 9 with Crazy Times, which is Gnarls Barkley, which is Danger Mouse and CeeLo, although they seem to wear masks, so but the secret is out, versus Prince, Sign of the Times. And then at the start of the show was just the start of Country Doctor Delivering a Baby by Wayne Butane, and be more Wayne Butane later in the show, because he sent me 4 CDs, thank you Wayne, and I'm going to plug the shit out of them, because he deserves it. even though there is a predilection for having fart noises all the way through, which and the child in me sort of chortles along and goes, as you do. So, I hope you're all well. This is 69 dudes edition of Radio Clash, and more of a mashup related show today. Some songs relating to a film I've just seen. I'm going to talk about that then. Oh, and some new Kleptones as well. The Kleptones have just released their album. I've just blocked about it early in the day. They've released their album, which is called 24 Hours, which is a double album. I haven't listened to it yet. I've downloaded the torrent, and I can't wait. I cannot wait for it. But I thought I'm going to leave it. I'm going to do a special show just on the Kleptones. I'm allowing myself to play one track, which is, I think, also on the new album today. But you should definitely check out the blog and get that album as soon as possible. And I think we're going to start with... this is from the Bastard, the last Bastard. Though actually, there is going to be a there's going to be another Bastard in April, all going well. So... And so I'll be able to actually go to Bastard in my birthday month. It's my birthday on the 21st. So not I'm dropping that in there for any reason at all. Send presents and cards too. No, yes. There was the last Bastard, which was supposed to be the last Bastard in March. There was a great set by Audio Shrapnel, and he's put it online, and I'm going to play some for you. I asked him whether I can play some excerpts, and he said yes, which is great. It's also been played on French radio. DJ Zebra, he played it on his show. I noticed a song crossover in some of the bits I selected. Of course, the link to the long mix, which is about 60 minutes, will be in the blog. But this is some totally insane madness, which has bits of the Crackerjack theme. Also Rakes, a track which I'm loving at the moment, which is 22 Grand Job, and a lot more.
Friday. It's 5 o'clock, and it's Crackerjack!
Get your voices ready, come on and say a shout. It's Crackerjack, Crackerjack. Crackerjack. Running with us on telly, that's what it's all about. Oh, such a lovely word, it's Crackerjack. You're up on all the funny games we're gonna play on Crackerjack.
Oh, I'm back! Hello, everyone!
Hi, Mike. It's going well, isn't it? You know, I was really worried before. You know how worried you get, like, you know, is everyone going to turn up and everything? You know, this is great, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, just about everyone I invited is here.
Well, they're all in tonight.
Yeah, basically now I'm just going to try and keep it pretty laid back. I'm just going to do a few club mixes, try and give people out there a little flavour of what I'm about, what I'm into.
I wanna be
wish your girlfriend was wrong like me? Don't you wish your girlfriend was fun like me?
Groovy's radio show, Top of the Pops.
If you see a painted sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Radio Clash.
Brought to you by Mutant Pop.
Blinkered vision.
We steal
our lines from television.
Steal
some words.
Steal
some tune. Don't be shy.
It's the high tech crew.
We're little boys who tell tall
stories.
Spice our gossip with Jack and Ori's.
Tell no secrets. Give no clues. It's all here for us.
Take a beatbox and add a garage racket.
Go.
Box frenzy.
We got lines fly like
an eagle.
The rhythm it smokes more than
a beagle.
Floating
butterfly,
stinging
bees.
The beat is
fresh.
The rhymes are
free.
What they say, you don't need respectability.
speculate, stake your claim.
It's not too late.
Sleep all
day,
fly by
night,
leave the past. Take what you like. Ah, go glam glam, sing love songs, making up the story as you go along. So let's
have party,
let's
perform,
fuck it all.
Load and ask for more. Roll around the carpet floor.
We're no good thieves, we're no buyers.
It's the art of scrounging,
base desire.
The brings back job was a second rater.
Parking tricks are the number one caper.
Jumping bail,
skipping trial.
We're half-half people
with half-ass smile.
You don't have to have integrity. I said you don't have to have ability. What they say, you don't need respectability.
Need a degree?
I got advanced criminology.
Crime circles wave and ask us by.
I'm sorry, no speech, we really must fly.
You don't have to have integrity. I said you don't have to have ability, yeah. So listen, kids, it's true what they say. You don't need.
We'll be right back.
music pays off. Rock music takes me on a joyride. Rock music keeps me off the Hell City bus. Rock music will always look out for me, but I will not let my touch of profanity even shoot it down, 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 down.
Talk about your woman, I wish you could see mine. Get her magic.
time has come to project my own inadequacies and dissatisfactions into the socio-political and scientific schemes. Let my own lack of a voice be heard.
That was Kleptones with Eyesight Killer. That's from that EP too, if you've got that. And then before that was Electric Cowboy. I was going to say Return Turn to Form, but Electric Cowboy Collins always does very good bootlegs. Just I don't always dig them, but I love that. It's Milo's Paris 400 versus Shake My Head, Was Not Was. And I was a big fan of Was Not Was back in the day. I mean, if anyone did a bootleg with Woodwork Squeaks, I would just Out Come the Freaks, actually it's called Woodwork Squeaks. I would love them forever and ever and ever, but no one has. But I love that track so much. But I like Shake Your Head as well. Which is the interesting thing about that is that Madonna originated the vocal for Was Not Was, Shake Your Head, and they rejected it because it wasn't good enough, and they actually got Kim Basinger to do it, which I thought was quite funny. Then before that was PWI. Paul Eat Itself with Hit the High Tech Groove. I'm not as tired as I should be because it's 5 in the morning, but actually it's 4 in the morning because I didn't realise the clocks have gone back. So that's why I actually feel much more awake than I would be at 5 in the morning on a Sunday. Paul Eat Itself, that's from Brock's Friendly. That's from 1987, but if you believe it or not, mashing up, of course, Respectable. When Static and Walkman were not too bad, when they did Roadblock and they did Mel and Kim, and bits of sort of classic house grooves and things like that. I just like the whole way it sort of lifts the whole vocal and bits of the beats, and then brings in sort of like Stooges style guitars over the top, and then just kind of does a song about doing it yourself. And that's why I like it so much, and that's why I wanted to play it, because Paul itself were probably one of the first bands, along with KLF, who are also from that time, to have this punk attitude to new technology and just say, oh well, fuck it, let's just get a beatbox, let's get a sample, let's rip other people's records and just rap and sing over the top, and totally appropriate someone else's work but then make something new from it. Which is, they were kind of like one of the first mashing, you know, in the sort of modern form of mashups. They were the granddaddies of mashups, which at the time everyone hated them, and probably for a very good reason, of having a track called Beaver Patrol, which is pretty dodgy, but it's a good album. And I was surprised when I heard it. I bought it today. It's only $5.99, and I thought, oh, I bet they're going to rip all the samples out, and they hadn't. I was very happily surprised, because I borrowed PWIE product, which is their best of, from the library. So I had to get Box Frenzy, because I had a really crappy live version of that, which is probably for various licensing reasons. And then before that was an excerpt from the Audio Shrapnel Last Bastard mix. That's kind of from the middle. I'm going to play one now, which is actually from the start of the mix, and then I'm going to play one towards the end, which is actually the end of the mix. I'm just totally messing with the whole order of things. You're messing with the order of things, Tim. You're really messing with the order of things. The whole universe will be destroyed because you're messing with stuff. And the reason why I'm playing this bit is that the bit before was more sort of poppy mashups. It had Chaz and Dave, Pilchard, Clapstro, Dividing Crate, Whitney versus Jet, and Agro One, something I kind of had gone by me but I wanted to play as soon as I heard it in this mix, was the Agro One and Sam Flanagan, Don't You Beat It, which is Pussycat Dolls versus Michael Jackson classic tune, and then The Rakes' 22 Grand Job versus B-52 Ties. Oh god, I just thought that's great. And this is kind of like the more kind of the start of the mix, where he just came in with Shit Matt, and anybody who starts a mix with Shit Matt is, you know, fine by me.
Okay kids, here we go.
Yeah, come on, let's do it. White Violet, Stan Dan Margaret. I'm a child of the recession, I got hate in my eyes. Ask for me tomorrow and I'll be gone, because I'm on a one-way ticket to oblivion and I'm going to raise hell getting there.
Right.
Yeah.
Then let's get in there and do it.
Yeah. What, you mean now?
What do you say we get this party started?
Yeah, shut up, you fascist tourist!
No one tells me what time to go to bed.
Once in every lifetime comes a love like this. Oh, I need you, you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see? Young one, darling, we're young one. We're young one.
Shouldn't be afraid
to live. Love, there's a song to be sung. Cause we may not be the young ones. And we may not be the young ones. And we may not be the young ones.
Then you're an utter, utter, utter.
Your culture.
antichrist. I am an anarchist. Don't know what I want, but I know how to get it. I want to destroy passerby, 'cause I want to be anarchy. No dog's body. Anarchy for the UK. It's coming sometime, maybe. Give a run time, stop a traffic line. Your future dream is a shopping scheme. But I wanna be anarchy in the country. Many ways to get what you want. I use the best, I use the rest. I use the enemy, I use anarchy, 'cause I wanna be anarchy. It's the only way to be. The NHS? Is this the EFTSS? Is this the IPA? I thought it was the UK. Or just another country. Another pub up for tenancy. For I wanna be
I got two words I want to say to you.
Cochino bastardo.
Yeah.
Remix.
Waitress, I would like a Viagra Colada.
Try getting that anywhere else.
I'd rather have Jesus than
monkeypox.
That was insane.
Yeah.
The music you're listening to is complete
bullshit.
I mean, he's there. He's like Sunday morning.
What the hell's going on here?
Hey, check it out.
There's a hole.
My butt.
Boy, that's sure a big hole.
The voice of God spoke, saying,
"Did you big time? Here come the pain."
And then
he sent out infrared rays from his eyes.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
And that's from Job chapter 10, verse 12. It's wonderful. All right.
That's nice.
So why did we pick methamphetamine? Can you know, I'm going to even say that word. Why do we pick meth and ecstasy?
Bitch!
Hello.
Hello.
One day, in Teletubby Land, Poe heard Lala coming.
Right inside, specially marked packages of Kellogg's Puffa Puffa Rice and Kellogg's Fruit Loops. Get your free
Nelson Mandela
today.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, no.
Hey, baby.
No, my first name ain't baby. It's Janet. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Yeah, baby.
It's new, it's exciting, and it's
making Lisa's ass hurt.
I'm enjoying this wine immensely.
A Negro woman has been arrested for the same thing.
Some people are picky about color.
Not me.
No.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kix Brooks.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Dunn.
And we're Brooks.
And Dunn.
And we're drinking and driving.
I'll bet a lot of people would like that too, said the man with the yellow hat.
Get out of here, all of you.
Drinking beer, listening to rock music. Interesting how these things go together. Drinking beer, listening to rock music.
Can make you happy.
Amen. And your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed.
Rock and roll's greatest hits.
Splish, splash, I was taking a sip. Home about a Saturday night.
Uh-oh. Shame on you.
This is Elton John.
He has a ski mask and a bazooka.
And cries at night.
And so should you.
In a world gone mad.
Well, where is the punchline?
This is a man who smokes Marlboro cigarettes. What kind of a man is he?
I'm a guy who likes to work on my car. I like to take it apart and put it back together. I like to take it apart and put it back together. Take it apart and put it back. Take it apart and put it back. Take it apart and put it back together. I get to working on it and forget to put it back together. Take it apart and put it back together. I always smoke when I work. They go together.
Why Marlboro?
Well, it's a combination of things put together. When I draw on a cigarette, I want to taste something. With Marlboro, I do. Then there's this flip-top box. I like to take it apart and put it back together. I like to take it apart and put it back together. I like things that are put together. They go together. This box is interesting and practical and put together.
New Marlboro. Flip-top box.
Take it apart and put it back together.
What is wrong with you?
I'm making hedgehog barley soup. This is a delicious soup. And I'm browning 2 pounds of hedgehog, cut into half-inch cubes. And I'm using fat in which to brown the meat. It has a nice color to it. And here's the second batch. Those are kind of wonderful looking. And while that's browning, I'll start to sweat a little bit and exude a little bit of natural moisture. Hardcore.
Fuck Martha Stewart.
Yeah. Later that morning,
Jermaine Jackson telephoned CNN to voice his rage.
You stupid fella. That was foolish of you. You silly.
Ain't that fierce?
I'm scared.
That was Wayne Butane and the rest of Country Doctor delivering a baby. Each of the tracks on Wayne Butane Sucks Big Time, which is the album I'm playing bits from in this show, is sort of about 7-10 minute tracks. They're all kind of equally spaced, and they have got beginnings and ends, but they're kind of it's almost continuous, so you can almost like play any bit. And the best of Backwash is just one long track, and I was tempted to play some of that. All very, very good. Very, very funny. Probably a mixture of incredibly funny, incredibly infantile. I mean, the whole Nelson Mandela is a joke that me and Kirk used to make all the time. You know, with oh, this comes with free Nelson Mandela, and he does the same joke, and it's funnier. It's funnier when it's cut up. Why is it? Why are silly jokes funnier when cut up? I don't know. And then before that, I was a little anarchy section. That was Anarchy in UK by Simon Ritchie, who I first heard on the Wobcast. Then tried to, which is very good by the way, Wobcast number 1 is out, and number 2 should be out soon, because I think they're recording it on Monday. Thank you, Pete Juxtapos, for sending me that track. I am going to buy the album, if anyone's listening from that organisation, because I've emailed you, and I will do so. It's just that all the major outlets, it takes 4 to 6 weeks, so I need to actually send a check to the people, because it's probably quicker in the long run. He does kind of melodeon covers. I think it's called Squeezebox Schizophrenia is the track. Sorry, Squeezebox Schizophrenia is the actual album. Don't get it right. And it's got various other covers, which I must hear. Being accordion freaks here, everyone will know who's a long-time listener how accordions are in. Although they seem to be slowly being edged out by the kazoo and the steel drum. But hey, they're still cool. Little known fact, which they didn't mention on the Warpcast, because when I searched, I tried to search for Simon Ritchie, Anakin UK, and found this out, is that Sid Vicious's real name is John Simon Ritchie. Now, as far as I know, Simon Ritchie isn't actually Sid Vicious. Has actually escaped death and has become a melodeon player. I think he's a different person, but you never know. He's hoping. But that's obviously why he's playing it, because obviously everyone's got, oh, you got the same name as Sid Vicious. So obviously it's his little, probably his little revenge. And before that was Anarchy in Ukraine, or UK Crane, which is by the Ukrainians. Brilliant cover version. I used it in my punk mix. And I just love everything the Ukrainians have ever done. I've played Smith's versions on the podcast before now. And then before that was a section, the most anarchic section from Audio Shrapnel's mix, which included Shitmats, There's No Business, like proper jungle cluttered mashup business. I think I've played that on the show. Young Ones cast, Young Ones theme, that's Audio Shrapnel's mix of that. I love the little sounds he puts in there, it's very funny. Kingdale Utter, which is Rotterdam Records, that's obviously one of those GABA records, the kind of ones that John Peel would play, and I'm going to talk about that later in the show. And then Dillinger Crunch after that. And I think it was, the reason why for the anarchic mix was because I saw V for Vendetta. And if you've heard the reviews, or seen the reviews, or read the reviews, or had the reviews thrown at you with stones attached, or whatever, you've seen that it's got a mixed response. I would say, fuck that, go and watch it. It's very good. People have been going, oh, how dare they make something like this in this times? Well, actually, it's most appropriate, because it's all about terrorism and anarchy, and it's all about the way the government tries to lie to you. In the story, the thing is, it's a fascist regime, and it's the case of it poses the question, if you had a fascist regime, if you had a regime that's evil, if you were like in sort of Nazi Germany, or if you were in a situation where the government is killing its own people, and actually is imprisoning anyone who's black, Arab, or gay, and just basically killing them, what would you do? I mean, it's a case of, you know, would you just stand by there and let them, you know, let them do it? Or, you know, would you resist? And that was what resistance about, and the resistance in the war, that they were seen by Germans as being terrorists, or traitors. So it's all a matter of sides, and it's all a matter of where you are, whether you're a freedom fighter or a terrorist. And that's what I found very interesting about that. If you've listened to Bicycle Mark's, I think it's 112, 113 podcast, where he's talking about some quite spooky stuff, which is an Australian report, which has this guy, actually, I don't know if he was someone employed by the US government, but he was psychoanalyzing, how the language is used and how it manipulates. It's quite spooky. And the premise of the film, which is one of the taglines, is that why should the people be scared of the government? The government should be scared of the people. And that is very true. Certainly at the moment, I'm finding in the UK, things are a little bit odd at the moment. I mean, I've actually heard personal stories of the police enforcing all of this threatening behaviour, which is purely something that came in because of the terrorist stuff, and they've brought in this act that if you swear in front of policemen, that's deemed threatening, even if you're not swearing at them. So there's that kid recently that got prosecuted, got an on-the-spot fine of 80 quid because he said, you know, in front of a policeman, but not to a policeman, the policeman just overheard him, to his friends, what have you done recently? Oh, I haven't done, I've done fuck all. And she deemed that offensive. And of course, there's that guy, O'Neill Crooks, who went to see The Big Life, who I read about today, who the actual case has been dropped because they actually took it to the High Court. Because what happens is he resisted arrest because, you know, they wanted to search him because they thought it was a drug dealer. And, you know, of course, he's black, and he was there with his son. He'd gone to see this this West End theatre play, and had seen someone he knew in the audience, and met him at the stage door. And then the police arrived, and sort of thought of course he's black, was he selling drugs? Then tried to arrest him. He just said, no, I don't want to be searched. Or tried to search him, and he refused and swore at them. And, of course, then they arrested him for behaviour. And he took it to court because of his son, because he wanted to show him an example of why you shouldn't give in, because his son wanted to just pay the fine and get on with it. And also a family friend got arrested as well, because she tried to calm things down and tried to, stop it. And that's happening again and again. There was somebody where I'm working at the moment who actually I'm going to try and get him to post it to Indie Media, actually has photographs and film from his mobile phone of a cop just going crazy and trying to beat someone up outside a station that he arrested. And then what happened is he arrested someone and he started going crazy, and everyone was like trying to get him to calm down and say, why are you... And the interesting thing is this guy said, oh, he was a white guy, as if like it's kind of normal for black guys to be beaten up. That shows you more about the sort of perception of policemen in the UK, or the Metropolitan Police especially. But they tried to arrest this guy, and the guy... even though the guy was handcuffed, then started trying to beat him up. People tried to intervene with what was going on. And what happened is a local guy actually just waved his hands in front of his face and said, oh, stop, and then walked off. And then he went and arrested him and then started beating him up. And apparently it got to the point where this guy was told by an off-duty policeman woman to stop filming. On his camera, he said, you shouldn't really be taking pictures. And then a black Mariah turned up and arrested everyone. That's exactly what's going on at the moment. It's a case of, if you like at an airport, if you dare say anything slightly threatening, you'll probably just end up not only off the flight, but probably in prison. And that is kind of worrying, the fact that you question something. And I have actually been in a situation where I've actually been running... what's called interference and shouting down a policeman in the case when they're arresting someone who I was living with at the time, and not allowing them in, because they do try and enforce laws and they try and come in, and they're not allowed to come in unless the person who owns property says so. And I just said, you're staying on the doorstep, mate. And then they just tried to arrest the guy, and I was kind of querying it, because it's like, oh, he was black, they were white, I didn't want him to end up dead. So that's the situation, and I was just kind of questioning them, and of course they're doing good cop, bad cop, and the other guy was talking to me, and I'm like, whatever, and I refused to give my name. And that it's interesting they backed down on that, because they could have forced it, but it was like, no, I'm not going to give you my name, I'm nothing to do with this, but I'm going to make sure and watch what's going on to make sure nothing happens. And I made sure his mom went down and went down with him, because, to be honest, young black man and goes into a London jail could end up dead, and they do end up dead. So at the moment, I've heard the kind of stuff which Bicycle Mark's been talking about the police presence in Amsterdam. And I get this general feeling that the police presence here is similar. It's because of this whole thing with John Paul's Menes and Stockwell and shootings and terrorism and all that sort of stuff. They seem to be looking for an excuse, to be honest. You have to be... And it's stupid that you have to be on your 100%... you have to be really careful about what you said. It's very Big Brother. Even if you're swearing... But not swearing at them, just as a manner of speech. Just stupid. Very stupid. I think it's probably about time to play some music before I've sidetracked into rambling at sort of 5:30 in the morning. I'm going to play a track which is from French Bloke's MySpace. French Bloke is on MySpace, and he put the track up. I vaguely remember it being around, but on the nature of French Bloke sites and various things, as they tend to go up and go down very quickly, so I think I missed it. This is, I think, the guy from CNUT, and him and someone else doing a live version of a bootleg called Talking to French Bloke, Talking to DJ French Bloke, which was done Optimo in 2001. And I like his attitude to DJs and DJing. Don't get me wrong, I'm a DJ, but I do find it incredibly funny in a way, in a sort of a very sort of dark way.
Shapes. What the fuck is a DJ? The spinning idol of bastards and bitches. When God dished the brains out to all mankind, did he skip the needle on the full 12 inches? And who the fuck is a DJ who goes by aliases and disguises? Who hedonism raises above all reason, and truth and beauty despises? Where are the places in this nation that connect the cats, not grow through decibel assimilation? I'll talk to the DJ when he's trying to mix, and I'll fuck him in the eyes, fuck him in the eyes, fuck him till he dies, fuck him till he dies. Talking to the DJ when he's trying to mix, and I'll fuck him in the eyes, fuck him in the eyes, fuck him till he dies, fuck him till he dies. Talking to the DJ when he's trying to mix, and I'll fuck with his little monkey brains. Poke out his ears, gouge out his eyes, cut off his hands, cut off his legs, roll him in salt, serve him up to a dinner on my fellow Satan's. Jesus, this is too good for him. Who are you? You stand in the queue. John smells of piss. He'd miss the sea if he drowned in it. And had to miss your Tinkerbell. You smell of spice and roses. Where our noses lead us. Your charms will surely free us from this bouncing discotheque. Oh fuck. Talking to the DJ when he's trying to mix, and I'll fuck him in the eyes, fuck him in the eyes, fuck him till he dies, fuck him till he dies. Talking to the DJ when he's trying to mix, and I'll fuck him in the eyes, fuck him in the eyes, fuck him till he dies, fuck him till he dies. Talking to the DJ when he's trying to mix, and I'll cut up his head, check out his brains, press it on, mash him, put him back in again. Jesus, would you notice when he's looking at that strange piece of plastic? No, Jesus, it's terrible that we have to do such things. It's drastic.
Were you? You stand in the queue. John smells of piss. He'd miss the sea if he drowned in it, and had to miss your Tinkerbell. You smell of spice and roses, where our noses lead us. Your charms will surely free us from the bouncing discotheque. Start to swing. John drinks his bottle and sits beside 100 jumping jelly babes at high tide. The foaming ocean wave of wave, and John checks his rod and slugs his bait. All girls are here for blokes and beer. Come on, girls! Here is Captain Snake Eye.
Hi, hi.
Makes much of them tunes. I'm
sensitive type. I like to spend my night with the classics. I mean Backus. So hey, Mr. DJ or Miss, you're looking kind of blurred. Is it time you turn 33 and a third to one revolutionary 69 and all us suckers swap this sweat for sonic sex and a good time? Yes, I'm launching it.
Talking to the DJ when he's trying to mix a new funk guitar. Good on proper. Talking to the 12-inch remix.
I got it.
Radio Zoom, and you are listening to Tim on the Radio Clash podcast.
Take it out of notice.
your face and brown sun. And please excuse my words, I wander in. High tension line, step down. High tension line, step down. High tension line, step down. High tension line, step down.
Your name's not Dan, you're not coming in. Not tonight, not tonight. Your name's not Dan, you're not coming in. Dan, not tonight. Not tonight. You're not on the list. Your name's not Dan, you're not coming in. Not tonight. I told you twice, you're not on the list, all right?
That was the end of the Auditrapnel's Last Bastard set, and that included, at the end there was the Klaxons' The Bouncer, which is a great cover version of Human Resource. Yes, I think it's Human Resource. Was that, or was it Dominator? I can never remember those two. And then before that, Yin Yang Twins featuring Pitbull, Shake, a cappella, the Mario Brothers, Gonna Be, which was the inspiration for the Soundhog 500 Bad Mice, which is Two Bad Mice versus 500 Miles. It's good to hear that. I never heard it before. I'm sort of nifty at it. And then before that was hopefully nifty. It better be nifty. Then before that was High Tension Line by The Fall. Then C-Nut Talking to the DJ. That's the original. And then the kind of live bootleg mashup with French Bloke and I think the guy from C-Nut at Optima in 2001. I had to say, I'm playing The Fall, which is from the, I just borrowed that Pass Gone Mad, the 90s compilation. Although it kind of, the sticker on the front saying, as used on the Vauxhall Corsa advert, kind of sums it up really. But I do like the 4, and I'm playing that for all the people recently that have been saying that I am the new John Peel. And so I hope you enjoyed that, but I'm not the new John Peel. I would like to say it, I'm not the new John Peel. No one can replace John Peel. He's a big inspiration to me, big influence to what I do, but and the reason I started doing the podcast, but I'm not John Peel. As I said on the blog, I wish. So this is the end of the show, and I've recorded far too much for this show, and it might end up being a really long show, so if it does, I do apologise. You can find out more about Radio Clash at mutanthop.net/Radio Clash. You can comment on the blog, you can look at the fancy graphics, you can be dazzled, you can use it as headgear, whatever you want to do. And you can call me in the States on 206-202-5274 on the Clash line. And the UK number is 0700-5850-524. That's 0700-5850-524. Please, someone use that, please. It's still going. Both of those lines are still going. Well, I'm pretty sure they are. So give us a call and I'll play the voicemail on the show. And you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. So I'm going to play it with a great mashup, which I've only just heard but had to play as the outro track. It's the classic outro track. It's by DJ Early Bird, and it's Serge Gainsborough, because DJ Zebra's got kind of a Serge Gainsborough mix show going, and he's requesting loads of them, so people on Gaibo have been doing them. And this is Serge Gainsborough versus Elvis and versus Dolly Parton, and I'll speak to you soon.
those of you in the listening audience, I would like to thank you personally for your generous support of our cause. Without your help, this broadcast would not have been possible. So I urge you to write a letter to your congressman, your United States senator, and yes, even to the president himself. Please pick up a pencil and write down these dangerous threats.
I'd cut your fucking balls off, you motherfucking son of a bitch.
I urge you to write at least one of these letters at the conclusion of this program. And I'm extremely proud to say to you,
why don't you go out and fuck your mother, you son of a bitch?
And those suggestions will benefit you later on. Once you have done this, you will get the results you want.
Well, we thank you for your attention today.
Yes!
Now,
get lost, dipshit.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. For good. Seriously.
What's the ending,